Okay, let's bring House Natural Resources to order. LJ, do you want to do a roll call?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Vice Chair Gist.
Here.
Vice Chair Marler.
Here.
Representative Malone. Representative Hinkle J.
Excused.
Representative Perry.
Excused.
Representative Miner.
Excused.
Representative Knutson R.
Here.
Representative Cohenour.
Present.
Representative Vinton.
Here.
Representative Carlin.
Here.
Representative France.
Excused.
Representative Fitzgerald.
Here.
Representative Weatherwax.
Here.
Representative Walsh.
Here.
Chair Gunderson.
Here. So we have a quorum. Even though we're missing a few people, all I wanted to do is just do a little organizational, finish up our rules and accept those. And everybody should have a copy of the proposed rules in front. And could you show Representative Miner is present? And is there any discussion on the rules, draft rules as presented?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Cohenour.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And in my reading on section B, number 4, I believe we might need a little bit of wordsmithing. And in my discussion with you, Mr. Chair, on the second line, it looks like we're missing an and after committee. So non-committee members must request to present online testimony to the committee and must make the request prior to 12 p.m. the day before the committee hearing.
And Representative Cohenour, you are correct. My finger stuttered and left out an and.
And I so move that amendment to the rules.
And noted. Representative Walsh.
Mr. Chair, just a question on that same rule. Is it noon the day before the committee, or is it 5 p.m.? The website, I think, says 5, but I'm not positive about that.
We'll look that up. Is there any other discussion while we're waiting for Joe to find that?
And Mr. Chair?
Representative Cohenour.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And so I had a motion on the table to actually amend the rules. So if we could dispose of that before we address Representative Walsh's question.
We could. Yes, we can.
Do we need a main motion before we start amending?
Probably need to make a motion, yeah.
She did.
And she did, so. Okay, all those in favor of amending B4 with an and, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Nays? Hearing none, it sounds like we need proxies.
Representative Hinkle votes aye. Representative Perry votes aye by proxy.
Representative France votes aye by proxy.
Okay, that's unanimous. And did we find any information on the time?
It is 5 p.m., Mr. Chairman.
Okay, so do we need to make a motion or just edit that as being a edit?
I think you're good. If no one objects, Mr. Chairman, yeah, I think you're good.
If no one objects, we'll just edit that to 5 from 12. And Representative Cohenour, did you have another change or amendment?
I did, Mr. Chair, and really it's just a question for the chair. We had talked about this earlier when we had a discussion about the rules, and in page 2, Section 2, Executive Action D. I just wanted to make sure for the record that we're all in agreement that proxies can be held by any member as that member asks. So I had asked to add language to the second sentence that would say, unless otherwise provided, Representative Steve Gist will hold the proxies for Republicans and Representative Marilyn Marler will hold the proxies for the Democrats. And my concern really was about voting those proxies. And as long as we are all in agreement on the committee that any member can vote the proxy of another member if asked, I'm fine with the language as it is, Mr. Chair.
And Representative Konauer, my reply to you in our conversation was that we had alternates already agreed upon, so the wording would stay the same. It's just that we have alternates that we're going to pick as needed in each of the minority and majority. Does that work for you?
It does, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Konauer. So do we have any other
Mr. Chair.
Representative Malone.
Question for Mr. Coleman. On that previous, about 5 p.m., does that say day or legislative day, or does it matter? What's the process in getting online?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, it says 5 p.m. the day before the hearing.
Sunday is fine. Thank you.
Okay, is there any other debate or changes? Kate, would you like to move?
Yes, Mr. Chair. I move that we adopt the 2023 Natural Resources Rules for Procedure.
And the motion's been made by Representative Gist.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Konauer.
As amended.
As amended.
Thank you.
As amended, thank you.
So let's take a voice call. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Do we have any nays? So it looks like we've passed our rules.
Representative Hinkle and Representative Perry vote aye by proxy.
Representative France votes aye by proxy.
And now we've done it by unanimous vote. Are there any other subjects that need to be discussed or anything brought forward to the committee? If not, I'm going to close House Natural Resources.
And that's those that haven't paid for their snack
Craig,
Lee CLJ.